Good evening. 29 minutes past 5 o'clock. Currently rain showers and 34 degrees. Make that snow showers and 34 degrees. With WXPR News, I'm Jesse Dick. Challengers won 3 seats in this week's Iron County Board elections. As WXPR's Natalie Jablonski reports, the wins come despite campaign advertising by a billionaire-backed political advocacy group.
The conservative Americans for Prosperity labeled Victor Ouimette, Brad Mattson, and Carl Krall as anti-mine activists on a recent mailing. All 3 won seats on the county board in this week's election, beating out incumbents. But it's not clear whether or not that's a victory for those working to stop a proposed mine in the Pinoki Range, says Courtney Ofsted of the Daily Globe newspaper in Ironwood, Michigan. She has been covering Iron County elections for several years.
For the most part, the board is still intact with just 3 new members coming on. I mean, there really wasn't a lot of candidates who really stood up and said, I am pro-mining or I am anti-mining. So, I mean, it's hard to say whether it was necessarily a victory or not.
2 of the 3 winning challengers have expressed skepticism about parts of the mine proposal, but haven't come out fully against it. And another has told media that he strongly supports the project. Mercer resident Terry Dalton is coordinator of the nonpartisan Iron County Citizens Forum. She says issues like senior citizen resources and transportation infrastructure also played a big role in the election.
In some ways, I think this election isn't really a litmus test on the big elephant in the room, which is the mining issue. There's a lot more complexity to what's going on in our county than just that one issue.
Dalton also doubts that voters in the county's small towns were swayed by campaign ads from outside groups. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.
State Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst has filed a complaint with the Government Accountability Board concerning a person who voted April 1st in the town of Anderson, Iron County. Tiffany authored the mining bill, enabling a company to begin exploring for iron ore in the Pinoki Hills of Iron and Ashland counties. Ken Kroll reports.
Tiffany is asking whether Nick Vanderpie was legal to vote in the town of Anderson. Vanderpie has been living at the harvest camp near the proposed Gogebic Taconite mine. Tiffany questions whether Vanderpie is a qualified resident under state statutes that say the residence of a person is a place where the person's habitation is fixed without intent to move and to which, when absent, a person intends to return. Tiffany claims Vanderpie identified himself as homeless, but the location he is to return to no longer is permitted under Iron County ordinances. Tom Tiffany.
Yeah, after seeing a Facebook post yesterday by Mr. Vanderpie saying that he voted as a homeless person in Iron County, he's been up at the squatters camp near the mine site, I thought it was appropriate for the Government Accountability Board and the Attorney General's office to look in to see whether he's casting his vote legally.
In checking with the Government Accountability Board, a spokesperson said homeless people are eligible to vote as long as they physically return to the same area. Tiffany says he was also concerned about statements made by another man who suggested others should use this technique to take control of the town of Anderson government. Nick Vanderpie was a features contributor to WXPR. We approached Nick Vanderpie through his Facebook page to comment on Tiffany's accusations, but haven't heard back in time for this broadcast. We will bring you his reaction should he respond. Ken Kroll reporting.
A winter storm warning is in effect for the Northwoods for Thursday and Friday until 7 p.m. The National Weather Service says there could be a mix of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and later inches of heavy wet snow, especially in the Lake Superior snow belt and portions of Vilas, Iron, and Price counties. Don Robinson from Oneida County Emergency Management says this storm should put you back into a winter mindset.
It is winter, so let's be a little prepared so that way we reduce the amount of damage or effects that it may have on us.
Don Robinson says the best advice is be prepared.
Run your errands, whether it is obtaining more food, fuel for your generator, getting those medications that you need. So that way, when the weather does occur, you have everything at home. During this event, if possible, consider staying home and waiting out the storm.
She says if you must travel, check with the state 511 system via phone or online to get travel conditions and updates. She says make sure someone knows you are on the road and can check on you. Take along emergency nourishment, clothing, and blankets in case of a problem, and have a fully charged cell phone. Robinson adds, don't forget the needs of your pets during tough weather conditions. Electa Flambeau woman and her son have been sentenced in federal court for distributing oxycodone. Prosecutors in U.S. District Court in Madison reported 54-year-old Louis Veterneck and 37-year-old Brandon Veterneck both pled guilty. 1 year ago, two confidential informants separately purchased oxycodone from the Veternecks at their residence. The charges came from an investigation conducted by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Electa Flambeau Police Department, and the Vilas and Oneida County Sheriff's Departments. U.S. District Judge Barbara Crabb scheduled a sentencing for Brandon Veterneck on May 30th and for Lois Veterneck on June 10th. They both face maximum penalties of 20 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release. Turning to that winter storm, a winter storm warning remains in effect from 7 o'clock tonight to 7 p.m. on Friday. North and west of Eagle River, the precipitation will fall as mainly snow, but the snow will be mixed with some sleet and freezing rain at times tonight. Locations from Rhinelander through the Crandon area to around Iron Mountain will see a mix of freezing rain, snow, and sleet tonight. The precipitation will change to all snow Friday morning, where the greatest snowfall totals will occur in the Winchester and Presque Isle areas, where 10 to 15 inches of snow is expected. Snow totals will drop off sharply to the south and east, with totals of 4 to 7 inches expected from Rhinelander east to Iron Mountain. Currently, we do have snow showers and 33 degrees.